Hello.
Teresa?
Yes, hi.
Hi, this is Shireen on a recorded line. I'm calling to see if you meet the criteria to receive some settlement money from the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
Good of yourself.
I'm doing well, thank you for asking. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay.
One
Did you?
second.
Okay, no worries, take your time.
I'm just trying to beat the end. Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
Okay. All right. I do want to remind you this is a recorded line. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Yes, I had he assisted me on the claim, and I went through the email process and whatnot, and then he went through the email, and I had to do my name, my address, and my phone number.
Okay, did you sign anything physically or electronically with this person that you spoke with?
No, I didn't sign anything. Only thing
Okay.
that I had was he had what it was for and put my name and my number down.
Just your name and number?
It was my name, number, and email address.
And that's it?
Yeah, it was my name,
Okay,
number, and
so
email.
from what I'm understanding, with just your name, phone number, and email, that would just be the inquiry itself, and that's how we get your information. So that wouldn't be an attorney.
Okay.
Okay, so I just want to confirm you do not have an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I don't.
Okay, now are you
No.
willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, I haven't.
Okay. And then, are you filing this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I will.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that. How are you doing now?
I'm doing okay.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to hear that. I'll try to get through this as quickly as possible. I know it's not easy to talk about. Was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Was the brain.
And what is your date of diagnosis?
I did diagnosis.
If you remember the month and year, that's also fine as well.
It was around. It was around April 20th, 2015.
2015, okay. And what is your date of birth?
7/12/80.
7/12/1980.
Yes.
Okay. And do you happen to know of anyone else that was injured by Depo?
No.
Okay. And then did you use the name brand injectable Depo-Provera?
Yes, I think it was Depo Provera.
Okay.
Pribazar.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Pribazar.
It was the name brand Depo-Provera?
Yeah, it was
Okay.
Pribazar.
Okay. And then did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
And within 1 year, can you confirm that you've had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
I had to do them every 3 months.
Every 3 months. And how many, what month and year did you start using it?
I started taking it. It was around. I used it for 2 years. I started taking it for since January of 2013.
January of 2013, and you said you were on it for 2 years.
Yes.
Okay, so roughly around January of 2015 is when you stopped, is that correct?
It was February 2015.
February of 2015, and then you said you got the shot every 3 months for those 2 years.
Yes.
So you can confirm that you've had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis, correct?
I didn't hear you.
So you can confirm that you've had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
A female.
And then your first name, is it Vernesha?
Yes.
And your last name, is it Gray?
Yes.
And then your social?
It's 295
Okay.
7781323.
Okay. And then I have your email as your first name, last name, 06 at gmail.com.
Yes.
And your phone number is 216-877-6605.
Yes.
Is that your cell, your home, or both?
Myself, both of them.
Both? Okay. And then
yeah.
Can I get your full address as well?
2042 West 98th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44102.
Okay, so I have 2042 West 98th Street in Cleveland, Ohio, zip code 44102?
Yes.
Okay. And then in regards to depo, was your depo, Prevere, administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
No, doctor.
Doctor, okay. And then how many times would you say that you've been injected with depo? I know you said that you did it every 3 months for about 2 years, so that would be about 8 times. Is that correct?
Eight injections.
Okay. And what is the facility where it was administered?
It was Van Wert County Hospital.
And that is in Cleveland, Ohio?
It's in Ohio.
Okay. Let me see. I'm just pulling that information from Google. So is it Ohio Health Van Wert Hospital and Emergency Department?
Yes, it's Van Wert County Hospital. It's in Washington Street. It's on Washington Street.
Okay, let me see.
South Washington Street, rather.
Okay, so the one that's coming on South Washington Street is, yeah, Ohio Health Van Wert Hospital and Emergency Department.
Yes.
Okay. And then the address I have for the facility is 1250 South Washington Street in Van Wert,
yeah,
Ohio, zip code 49891?
That's
45891,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, 45. Yes, that's it.
Okay, let me just pull their information. And then do you happen to know the name of the doctor that administered the depo shot to you?
Miss Adams.
Miss Adams, okay. MS.ADAMS?
Rebecca Adams.
Rebecca Adams. Okay, let me see if I can find her info. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Dr. Rebecca Adams?
Yes.
And is she the same doctor that prescribed you the depo shot?
No, the person that prescribed me the depo shot. She's the one that prescribed me a depo shot.
Okay. And that was at the same facility?
Yeah.
Okay. And then were you also diagnosed at this facility as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just give me one moment. I'm just pulling their information, okay? And then were you also treated at this facility or was it a different facility?
No, a different facility.
Different facility, okay. Can I get the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
His name was Michael Grady.
Michael Grady?
Yes. Yeah.
And then his specialty is neurological surgery, is that correct?
Yes.
And
that's
then did
I
you
have to see that removed it, like removed everything. That's who I had to see that did the procedure on it.
Okay. And then did you have a prior cancer diagnosis before the meningioma?
No.
Okay,
I
that's
the
news.
I didn't have anything except the depo, except I had to start taking a depo shot.
Okay. And then what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI scan, or both?
I had MRI and a, what was it, MRI and a CT scan. I had a CT scan with the, I had the blood test done, I had the MRI scan, and I had a biopsy scan.
Okay. And then what is the name of the facility of where you were treated?
I was treated at Cleveland Clinic Mercy Hospital.
Okay. Alrighty, and then the address I have for the facility is 1320 Mercury Drive, Northwest in Canton, Ohio, zip code 44708.
Yeah, I didn't remember the zip code, but it's in Canton, Ohio.
Okay. And then what is the name of the doctor that treated you?
Dr. Grady.
Oh, the same doctor as well?
That was Michael Grady that treated me there.
Okay. So he diagnosed and treated you, but diagnosed you in a different facility and treated you in at the clinic.
Diagnosis came from Rebecca.
Oh, the diagnosis came from Rebecca?
Yeah.
Okay. So the only thing was the treatment from Michael Grady?
Yes.
Okay. So I just want to confirm you were diagnosed with the meningioma by Rebecca Adams, correct?
Yeah, she was the one that gave me the injection.
Okay.
She's the one that gave me the injection, yeah.
Okay, what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with the meningioma?
That was Dr. Grady. That was Dr. Grady.
Okay. So Dr. Grady diagnosed you and treated you for the meningioma, correct?
Yeah, the doctor sent over the paperwork to the hospital.
Okay. All right, so
I
I
had
just
to
want to
see.
confirm. So were you diagnosed at Cleveland Clinic as well, or were you diagnosed at Ohio Health with the meningioma?
I was diagnosed at Cleveland Clinic.
Okay. All righty, let me just change that information. Give me one moment, okay?
Because that's where Cleveland Clinic is where I had my treatment at, where I was diagnosed and my treatment was there.
Okay.
And Rebecca was the one that was giving me my injections and stuff. She the one that was giving me my depot, like my depot injections and stuff.
Okay. All right. Thank you for clarifying that. And then, in regards to your treatment, what kind of treatment did you receive?
I received craniology surgery.
A craniotomy?
Yes, radiation.
Radiation.
Yeah,
Anything
and
else?
radiation. That's the only thing that I had that they did there.
So just
And
a
then they.
craniotomy and radiation?
Yes.
Okay. And then were you hospitalized at all for the meningioma?
Yes.
Do you remember the dates of when you were hospitalized?
I was in a hospital for like roughly 6 or 7 days.
Okay. Do you remember what month that was?
Hold on, I could pull it up.
No worries, take your time.
Okay, now what you say? What did you ask again? What was my treatment date?
What dates were you hospitalized for the meningioma? Do you remember what month and year?
Was April. April 20th, 2015.
And then you were there for 6 to 7 days?
Yeah, I was there roughly 6 or 7 days. Yeah.
Okay. And do you have any medical notes that you'd like to add?
No, I had the 6 cycles. I just remember that I was like real dizzy. I had headaches a lot. I had vision changes. I had weakness, dizziness. I had like loss of smell. I remember that they had to take tissue samples and stuff when they did that. And then I had the HIV test done too. That came back negative. And I know the grade that it was, my meningioma grade was grade 1.
Okay, I'll write that down. Thank you so much for sharing that information with me. Do you have a copy of your medical records by chance?
Yes, I have copies. I mean, I don't have copies. I have them though.
Okay, and
I could
then
get on to you with two, I could get on to you within 2 weeks. I don't know, it's probably take about like
okay.
2 weeks to get them.
And then if the attorneys were to ask for these medical records, would you be able to provide them by mail, electronically, or both?
Both.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
It's my son. You know, what's your number?
Does he live with you or not live with you?
He do.
Okay, and you said it's your son?
Yeah,
Can I get
216.
your. Oh, okay. So his phone number is 216.
Yeah, I'm asking him now. What's your number?
216-905.
905. 1142.
And then what is your son's first name?
Martise.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Martice.
Last name?
Gray.
Gray.
Gray. Yes.
Okay. Do you have his email by chance, or do you want me to put down your email?
You could put it on my email.
Okay. And then the same address as you, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me pull your address. Give me one second. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, so you don't currently have an attorney. You're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you are a resident of the United States. You were diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain roughly around April 20th, 2015. I have your date of birth as July 12th, 1980. You did use the name brand Depo-Provera, and you started using it roughly around January 1st, 2013, and stopped using it roughly around February 1st, 2015. And within 1 year, you can confirm that you've had at least four injections prior to diagnosis. I have your first name as Vernicia, spelled Vernicha, last name Gray, Gray, and I have your social as 295781323. I have your email as your first name, last name 06 at gmail.com, and I have your phone number as 216-877-6605. I have your address as 2042 West 98th Street in Cleveland, Ohio, zip code 44102. In regards to administering and prescribing doctor, I have Dr. Rebecca Adams. She is located at Ohio Health Van Wert Hospital and Emergency Department. The address I have for the facility is 1250 South Washington Street in Van Wert, Ohio, zip code 45891, and I have the phone number as 419-238-2390. In regards to your diagnosing and treating doctor, I have Dr. Michael Grady, located at Cleveland Clinic Mercy Hospital. The address I have for the facility is 1320 Mercy Drive Northwest in Canton, Ohio, zip code 44708. And the phone number I have for the facility is 330-489-1000. And in regards to treatment, you had a craniotomy done as well as radiation. And the Michael Grady's specialty is neurosurgery. You were hospitalized for the meningioma from April 20, 2015, for about 6 to 7 days. In regards to medical notes, I did put your side effects as well as you had a biopsy done for diagnosis, and it is a grade 1 meningioma. If needed, you would be able to provide the medical records for the attorneys electronically and by mail. And I have your emergency contact as your son that lives with you. His name is Martice, spelled Martice. Last name Gray, Gray. I have his phone number as 216-905-1142. I have his address as 2042 West 98th Street in Cleveland, Ohio, zip code 44102. And for the email, I put down your email, which is your first and last name, 06 at gmail.com. Does that all sound correct?
Yes. They didn't
Anything
need,
you.
I mean, you didn't need to know, like, what did they do to, I mean, what did they use to, like, remove it or anything? I'm just
So
like,
in regard that would be in regards to treatment. I know you mentioned the craniotomy and radiation. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I know. I just went through the radiation part, and then I had this,
The craniotomy
they
as well.
had to, yeah, they had to do the, remove the cancer cells.
Okay.
And
Was
they
that through the craniotomy?
yeah,
Okay.
that
All
was the
righty.
study I
If
got
the
surgery.
attorneys need any more information from you, they will contact you in regards to that. So at the moment the documents are generating. I just need a couple signatures from you before moving forward, okay?
Okay.
So these documents are just going to be release of medical records, proof of legal representation, and then showing that you won't be paying any out-of-pocket fees or any fees for that matter. So you should have just received a text right now. It's going to say DocuSign. It's going to have my name on it, Shireen Sakala, and then there's going to be a link attached to it.
Okay.
So go ahead and click on the link. It's going to ask you to agree to electronic records and signature. Then it's going to have the have a start button. You'll go ahead and click start, and it's going to prompt you to all the signature fields where you need to sign or initial. And then once you're done signing, on the bottom it'll say finish, and then you can let me know, okay?
Okay, same message from.
Should say DocuSign on it.
Okay. Don't be blowing at me. I was signing papers. Okay, say so you're done signing.
Okay, let me see on my end if I received it. Okay, perfect. All right, so Vernisha, the way this process is going to work is the attorneys are going to contact you within 24 to 48 hours or 5 to 10 business days to verify the case with you over the phone. Just be on the lookout for their call. They won't be able to get started on your case without speaking to you. So just keep that in mind. And if you no longer wanted to continue for any reason, you do also need to speak to them and let them know. So just keep that in mind. I also just sent you a text from a 949 number. That's my direct line. So if you have any questions or concerns, that's going to be my main point of contact if you need to reach me for any reason. In the meantime, before you hear from the attorneys. But Vernisha, I do want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you. I'm happy to hear that you're doing better now, and I'm wishing you nothing but the best. If you need anything at all, again, please, please, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, okay?
Okay, I appreciate you. I thank you very much.
Of course. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's. You too.
All right,
thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.